Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Say Goodnight to Insomnia by Greg D. Jacobs presents a structured, evidence-based plan for people who struggle with chronic sleep problems and want a drug-free approach. Developed in an academic medical setting and shaped by cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia principles, the book frames insomnia as a learnable pattern that can be unlearned through targeted changes in behavior, thinking, and physiology. Instead of promising quick fixes, it offers a 6-week program that combines sleep scheduling, stimulus control, and techniques that reduce the mental and physical arousal that keeps people awake. Jacobs also emphasizes practical self-monitoring, helping readers track sleep patterns and identify habits that quietly reinforce sleeplessness. The overall tone is solution-oriented and accessible, translating clinical tools into step-by-step actions for home use. For readers tired of relying on pills, wrestling with middle-of-the-night worry, or feeling anxious about bedtime, the book aims to restore confidence in sleep and rebuild a stable relationship with rest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding insomnia as a condition you can retrain. A central theme of the book is that insomnia often persists not because something is permanently broken, but because the brain and body have learned a pattern of hyperarousal and unhelpful sleep habits. The program encourages readers to view sleep as a biological process that works best when it is not forced. Many people with insomnia spend extra time in bed trying to catch up, watch the clock, or dread the next day, and these reactions can become cues that increase alertness at the worst possible time. Jacobs highlights how stress, performance anxiety about sleep, and irregular routines can condition wakefulness. The approach reframes the problem in a way that reduces shame and helplessness. If insomnia is maintained by patterns, then changing those patterns can change outcomes. This topic also sets expectations for realistic progress. Sleep often improves gradually as the body rebuilds a consistent sleep drive and the mind stops treating bedtime like a test. By teaching readers to observe their sleep objectively and respond strategically rather than emotionally, the book builds a foundation for the practical methods that follow. Secondly, sleep scheduling and sleep efficiency to rebuild natural sleep drive. The program places heavy emphasis on aligning time in bed with actual sleep, a strategy commonly used in clinical insomnia treatment. Instead of extending bedtime in hopes of getting more rest, readers are guided to consolidate sleep by limiting time in bed to match typical sleep duration, then gradually expanding it as sleep becomes more solid. This increases sleep efficiency, the percentage of time in bed spent asleep, and strengthens the homeostatic sleep drive that helps people fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. The method can feel counterintuitive at first, especially for those already fatigued, but the book positions it as a short-term discomfort that supports long-term gains. Consistent wake times, careful adjustments, and tracking patterns are key components. This topic also addresses why irregular schedules and weekend sleep-ins can destabilize sleep, even when they seem like recovery. By treating sleep timing as a training process, the book provides a concrete way to replace unpredictability with steadier rhythms, which can reduce nighttime awakenings and the fear of not sleeping. Thirdly, stimulus control, reassociating the bed with sleep instead of struggle. Another major component is stimulus control, which targets the learned association between the bedroom and wakefulness. For many people with insomnia, the bed becomes a place for tossing, turning, worrying, planning, reading emails, or watching late-night television. Over time, simply getting into bed can trigger alertness. The book advises creating a clean link between bed and sleep by using the bed primarily for sleep and intimacy, going to bed only when genuinely sleepy and getting out of bed when sleep is not happening. This is not meant as punishment. It is a retraining strategy that removes the reinforcement of lying awake in the same spot night after night. By changing what happens during wakeful periods, the brain learns that the bed is no longer a stage for frustration. This topic also supports reducing clock watching and other behaviors that intensify arousal. The result is a calmer bedtime experience and a gradual shift in conditioned responses, so that the bedroom begins to cue drowsiness rather than stress. Fourthly, reducing arousal with relaxation and mind-body techniques. Jacobs integrates techniques aimed at lowering the physiological and cognitive arousal that commonly blocks sleep. Insomnia is often driven by a revved-up nervous system, tense muscles, rapid thoughts, and a stress response that contradicts the body's need to power down. The program includes relaxation practices that help shift the body toward a calmer state, such as controlled breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and other mind-body strategies designed to be practiced consistently rather than only on bad nights. The goal is to build a reliable skill set that can interrupt escalating worry and reduce the physical tension that keeps the brain on alert. This topic also emphasizes that relaxation is not the same as forcing sleep. Instead, it improves sleep indirectly by changing the conditions that allow sleep to emerge. Readers learn to approach nighttime wakefulness with a more neutral stance, using techniques to reduce struggle. Over time, practicing these tools can make it easier to fall asleep, return to sleep after awakenings, and feel less anxious about bedtime. Lastly, changing sleep, related thoughts, and sustaining long-term results. Beyond behaviors and physiology, the book addresses the thinking patterns that perpetuate insomnia, catastrophic predictions about the next day, rigid beliefs about needing perfect sleep, and constant monitoring of how one feels can amplify anxiety and keep the mind active. The program encourages more flexible, realistic thinking and teaches readers to challenge unhelpful assumptions that intensify pressure at night. This topic connects cognitive change with practical maintenance, keeping a consistent routine, knowing how to respond to setbacks, and preventing relapse during stressful periods. Sleep improvement is presented as a skill that becomes stronger with repetition, and the book helps readers plan for lapses without sliding back into old habits like spending excessive time in bed or relying on safety behaviors. By combining cognitive strategies with the earlier behavioral components, the approach aims for durability rather than temporary relief. Readers who adopt the mindset of experimentation and long-term training may find they gain not only better sleep, but also a calmer relationship with fatigue, stress, and daily performance. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for adults with chronic insomnia, frequent awakenings, or persistent sleep anxiety, especially those who want to reduce reliance on sleep medications or who have found that pills do not address the root problem. It is also a practical fit for readers who appreciate structured programs, self-tracking, and clear weekly steps. The potential life benefits extend beyond sleep itself. Better sleep can improve mood stability, concentration, energy, and resilience under stress. And the program teaches skills for calming the nervous system and managing racing thoughts that can help during daytime pressures as well. What makes the book worth buying compared to many sleep titles is its programmatic, skills-based orientation. Rather than focusing mainly on sleep hygiene tips, it emphasizes clinically grounded methods like sleep scheduling, stimulus control, and cognitive and relaxation strategies that can be practiced and measured. It also encourages realistic expectations and maintenance planning, which helps readers stay engaged when progress is gradual. For people ready to commit to consistent practice over several weeks, the book offers a disciplined, non-pharmacological pathway toward more reliable sleep and greater confidence at bedtime. If you would like to support Greg D. Jacobs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.